Yeah, so is this the last one then? Because we need to start the other episode.
We got somewhere to be? Hollywood?
I forgot. Umed doesn't return Spielberg's calls anymore, does he?
You got somewhere to be.
He only plays
Hollywood?
Arenas.
You just shut me up. I know, he has somewhere to be. I was just like, I really had no response.
Can you cut that out and put it on a preset? And every time someone says they have to go, I just want to cut back to that.
Yeah. You got somewhere to be, Hollywood? Jerks.
He's too busy to be on his own show.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Comic Book Nerds and Celibacy. Here, as always, with your host, Nicholas.
And I'm Umed Abdullah, and you just heard me get roasted.
Yeah,
pretty
by
bad.
Tim Sale, the audio technician, and he just destroyed Umed because Umed just takes things a little more seriously than everyone else here at Studio Awesome.
I'm returns Spielberg's calls.
Hey,
here with us as guests. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm James Evans. I've been on the last couple episodes here.
I'm Ryan Terry. You may have heard my voice in some of the sketches that are yet to come on the show. So if you've heard them, you're from the future.
We like you if you're from the future. Please preserve our remains.
Not that everything's not done live.
No. Those contemporary events are still very topical.
Hey, guys. It's funny because if we talk about like Norway and then we air this like
in the future and they're like, there is no Norway because it's like Atlantis rose and it's flooded it. And people are like, what's Norway? What are they talking about?
It's a myth.
Oh, that's so funny. So today's episode, we will be talking about superhero comic book video games.
This is a subject that I'm particularly really
touchy about it.
I'm so happy.
I'm very touchy.
We should start with our gaming experience.
Like touching my cock?
It's like that.
Gaming experience?
Oh, they said game experience.
Focus.
Okay, continue.
Well, I've been an avid gamer for my whole life.
Maybe favorite games too after you.
I've gone all the way up from the SNES right to the PS3, man. Except I kind of skipped out on like the GameCube, Xbox kind of generation. Mm-hmm.
The 2001s.
Yeah, I had PS2.
PS2. No, well, I had the PS2, but that came out like way before everything else.
I was pretty busy in 2001 having sex with girls.
Yeah,
you were like,
and fighting Nazis and doing all sorts of other.
Yeah, I had a lot going on.
It's busy.
Riding dinosaurs, sorts of shit that actually happened. Dude, sure.
Yeah, all of it happened. I promise. I was out playing sports.
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 Yeah, I was never the quarterback of the hockey team.
He was busy winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
twice.
Eventually I had to get off because there was too much high sticking in baseball.
Yeah.
But, James,
so Ryan,
yours?
Favorite games?
Oh yeah.
Favorite superhero game has to definitely be Spider-Man 2.
Oh, classic.
That's
and
the only
I think
one
the best reason for that is because it does exactly what a superhero game should do. It makes you feel like the superhero. The crazy shit you could do swinging around on the buildings like that, and how like it didn't just like go into the air like in the old 60s cartoons. He's like swinging above the skyline. He's like,
the
where
Spidey
are
your, copter.
Yeah, where
are
your
he's
webs
riding
going?
Along.
He's got Vulture up there. Vulture owes him money or something. So he's just like,
you
that's right. Keep going,
it.
Bitch.
You asked for it.
James.
Oh yeah. I've played a lot of superhero games and very few really good ones. There are a lot of really terrible licensed superhero games I've played, but on the good side, I really like Spider-Man 2. Same reason, just love swinging around between the buildings. I really dug on Batman Arkham Asylum, which a lot of other people really enjoyed. Game of the year for May 2009.
Good year.
Great year.
Do you know what's the best line of that game?
What?
Dad knew the risks.
That was your line.
Yeah. Dent knew the risk. It's not even in the game.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Dent did know the risk.
He knew it. Good.
I like the part where they're wheeling Joker in. It's like, wow, you've really breached up security here. How's a guy supposed to break out of this place?
Yeah.
Mark Hamill being a boss. I really liked Batman Arkham Asylum.
Mark Hamill knew the risks.
Yeah, Mark Hamill definitely knew the risks. Oh, yeah. I also really liked Infamous, and I just played Infamous 2, and I got to say, it was mind-blowing.
I have been gaming for a really long time. I guess like same as Ryan, since like the SNES up until now. The SNES, SNES. How do you want me to say
SNESed.
It?
I SNESed.
just threw up everywhere. Games now that I play, up until a bit ago, I was a very, very avid Street Fighter player. I use a fight stick and I enter tournaments and it's pretty crazy stuff. Super Smash Bros. Melee. I know, it makes me sound nerdier than I... No, it makes me sound just as nerdy
yeah,
as I...
Yeah, you host a show called Comic Nerd. How cool can I look? It's out of the bag, man.
Super Smash Bros. Melee is one of the classics that I will always enjoy. Superhero games are hard... Good superhero games are hard to come by. There are a few ones... I haven't played Spider-Man 2. Everyone said it was, like, crazy because of the free roam.
No, it's good.
But there are a lot of good ones. I just picked up Captain America because Nick got it.
Oh, that's my game. It's just because really we live game. In the same room.
I remember, I'm trying to think of others.
Anytime
he steals my clothes and takes credit for my rentals.
No, I'm wearing his shirt right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, who wears whose clothes more?
The pants?
I think it's really funny that both hosts act literally, like, legitimately sleep on the same bed every night. So anytime I can bring that up for the fan fictions.
Umed and Nick.
Did you say a video game?
Oh, what?
Did you say your favorite game or is it my turn?
Oh, my favorite game.
Change the name of the show from Comic Book Nerds and Celibacy to Comic Book Nerds and Love.
Oh,
play this up
so
as
nice.
Much as we can until yeah. like.
My favorite game I would have to say of all time. It's really hard to choose, but I guess would be like Final Fantasy VIII.
Right on.
Yeah, all
Why
the RPGs,
seven?
All the RPGs on PS1 are.
This counts
amazing.
As a superhero game. What about Marvel vs. Capcom?
You remind me. Yeah. Okay, yes, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. One I murdered as a kid. Didn't play 2 because I didn't have a PS2 for a bit, and then I got one and played it. But Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I remember having it for like a week, and I went. I had a 500 win, 100 loss ratio.
So you lost 100 times.
Well, I won 500
times. Friends like this grant you perspective.
Yeah, let's focus on the good here.
I've been playing video games since Crash Bandicoot. I have a Crash Bandicoot tattoo.
I keep wondering if you're going to hate that in like 10
have
years.
Have you seen it yet, James?
No, is it an unpleasant place?
Aku Aku.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Aku Aku on my shoulder from Crash Bandicoot.
Tony.
Oh, it's done.
You Crash should get Bandicoot. Crash on the other side.
Yeah.
Just ban some cocks
So
together.
I started with Crash Bandicoot, and I play sometimes. My favorite video game is Crash Bandicoot. The first one.
I feel bad because I keep...
My favorite... What, Umed?
I feel bad because I keep thinking of more games I love, like Fable 1.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should just give up talking about comics forever and just talk about video games.
Oh my god, this is going to be my favorite episode.
My favorite...
We don't have enough time.
My favorite superhero video game, I think, I do really, really like Arkham Asylum. I think... And I do love almost every Spider-Man game. I think my favorite is, the old,
if you say the X-Men arcade game,
no.
Get a serious bro.
No.
Oh,
do you know what?
So good.
It's very close to that, but not X-Men arcade. I love Captain America's and the Avengers. If you've ever played for Super Nintendo,
are we counting Ninja Turtles as superheroes? Because if so,
no.
Yeah, they're originally comic book characters.
Okay, then
what?
Yeah, seriously, I can tell you the history because I'm a nerd.
Spider-Man 2 has a good place in my heart, but my favorite superhero game of all time was this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that they played on the SNES. And it's just like the side scroller thing. Yeah. You could
was Turtles in I can tell you something really fucked
oh,
up.
Wow.
You know Roger Ebert's all like video games aren't art.
Yeah.
That's his favorite video game. He was addicted to it for like 3 months, and it's part of his whole like video games aren't art thing.
Really?
He was hooked on that game in the '80s.
Boom.
You know what's even more
was
crazy?
Harvest Moon a comic book?
No.
Then I won't say
but
it.
Good game. PlayStation 1, the original. Yeah. I played that. I got 4 years in and married the chick with the blonde hair.
Oh man.
Had a farm.
He just got this dreamy look in his eyes.
Yeah,
like, we settled
crazy.
Down, we made it work.
No, look, so I just noticed dreamy. We're all really big nerds and we're all wearing V-necks. Coincidence?
Could have been nerds and V-necks.
It could be like, it's part of a, like a desperate attempt to reclaim our virginity. You know, we're just
trying
to like, if we combine our nerdiness, V-necks, we will become the uber nerd.
Hey.
I think that's a, yeah, that I just realized it's comic nerds and celibacy and.
Have you guys, by the way, played the Superman game for the Xbox?
There was a really
it's
awkward
so
pause.
Shitty.
What was he alluding to?
I was trying to dodge that.
I'm not dodging
what?
Shit. What's going on?
I'm trying to skip the subject.
I was about to say none of us are virgins.
Yeah. None of us are virgins.
I
so many girls. Nails.
Mine was
in
like,
my penis.
Yeah.
The boobies.
Oh,
feel
the
like,
boobies
like,
are like so
I like
fucking
sand.
Burn your
I like
penis.
Surfing the tide.
Sperm
like
on the
kissing
back.
The breeze.
It's just like hugging
a dolphin.
What were you saying about the Superman game, Umed?
Oh, man. I walked
one
into
of the worst
some
games
unkid,
of all
no
time was
there.
The Superman game. It was like, it
on
came
the
out.
N64.
No. It came out with the Xbox 360, but it was just
oh,
Superman Returns.
It was based off the movie, right?
Yeah. It was god awful.
She was the worst video game ever made, the Aquaman one.
This really quick. Is anyone else kind of pissed that they always release the video game based on the movie like 2 weeks before the actual
bullshit. This is sort of something we talked about on a previous episode. We talked about how comics were used mostly as like marketing stuff for the movies. You see that probably one of the things that probably, you know, should make you feel worse as a fanboy are the video game tie-ins for superhero stuff. Because it's like, at no point do you feel more exploited for your interest in superheroes than when Sega knocks out yet another terrible superhero game 2 weeks before a movie comes out, and you're playing this and you're like, fuck it. They did this because they knew even if they made a terrible game, I would rent and or buy anything with fucking Captain America on it or Spider-Man or Thor or whatever.
Have you guys ever played any of the Iron Man games?
No,
okay, there is so much potential there. You're a guy in a suit that can shoot missiles and home onto shit on another fucking country.
And fly,
It's the worst games. All of your like ranged bullet attacks can be like blocked with shields.
I'm lying.
All
I did play the first one.
It's just this.
I played the trial and I got one quarter of the way through the trial.
And you were just
I'm going. Well, no. Then my mom called me for dinner.
And then I love your mother more than you love.
Yeah, I love
Iron
dinner.
That'll do it.
I like dinner.
Same develop. Nick, I like dinner. same developer as the Superman Returns game.
Oh, it was shit.
Was the thing
garbage.
About? Did you guys like Superman Returns?
The movie?
No, the game.
No.
My thing about Superman Returns, I thought it was incredibly boring, and the only reason I played it was because it was very, very. You know when Xbox 360 first came out, and it was that everyone wanted to get the most Xbox Live points.
Yeah.
Superman Returns was a really good way to get easy points because you could beat the game in like 4 hours.
Well, for example, when Lord of the Rings came out, I hadn't read the books; I'd only seen the movies. So I remember buying the Two Towers before because they released the game 2 weeks.
Plot for you.
Yeah, and I knew everything that was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, nine other people who read the books felt, but they enjoyed themselves.
Hey,
you should probably read more books.
Okay, well, Captain America, I feel like I know
Lord
what's going on.
Lord of the Rings games are good games.
Though. Oh, the second one's the best.
But I mean, his gripe with them is that they ruined the story for him. Like,
well,
fuck,
maybe,
read
the story.
based on books, so you're just
that's
mad because you don't read?
That's like even you saying and being like, I was going to go see the movie, but I read the book a month before and it completely ruined the movies for me. Like, if you didn't want to be ruined for the plot, don't play the video game.
But here's
before.
The thing. Lord of the Rings is one of the only, like, book series that became movies that I hadn't read that were, like, really big. Like, I had read all the Harry Potter books and everything. But when I played the game, I mean, they took – the thing about Lord of the Rings is they took actual clips from the movie because that's the way they used to do it when they made video games. They don't do that anymore. Like, now I'm playing Captain America.
Like in Howard the Duck, the video game.
I don't know what that references to.
No, I didn't. I just like making
that up.
I know.
I keep bringing
that.
I've seen Howard the Duck.
It's good, isn't it?
Well, I got mixed feelings about it. But.
What they used to do is, put pieces like things in the movie in the video game, so you kind of like. I think it was stupid, because I play Captain America now, and it doesn't really tell you much other than like you have to take Baron Zemo or whatever, and I'm in a Hydra base, but that doesn't really ruin the movie for me.
And also, it takes place separate from the main plot,
and
probably isn't as interesting. I'm one of the few people who like really. I looked at the reviews and stuff. I'm one of the few people who really enjoyed it.
Well, have you played a Green Lantern video game?
I have not.
It's garbage.
I was. Oh yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
How was the movie? Did anyone see the movie?
It was bad.
Yeah, I heard bad.
It was pretty bad.
Before we go into that, just from what James said about, I have a funny Captain America story. So yesterday I was.
Captain America and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, walking to a bar. No. So yesterday I was at an audition, and my audition went really, really well. So afterwards, I'm like, oh, okay, I want to celebrate. So I call my girlfriend, Michelle, and I'm like, I want to go see.
Bragging.
Oh! Enough. It's okay. Anyways, she's blonde.
Tighter than a closed fist.
So then afterwards, so I call her up, and I'm like, and she's not, she's not a political anymore. No, she's not a comic book nerd at all. Hasn't even listened to this show. We've made several references to her and she doesn't know yet. Wow. Anyways, so I call her and I'm like, okay, well, I want to go see Captain America tonight. And, you know, I feel good about this audition, so I want to kind of like treat myself to it. So I'm like, can you get the times for the AMC theater by your house? So she goes on the computer. She's like, yep, the next showing's at 9:40. And I look at my clock and it's like 8:30. I'm like, I can definitely make it there in time. So I subway there and I go to the theater to buy the tickets because she's on her way. And I'm staying in line, and I notice the only movie, like, Captain America's not on the screen to play in there, and the only movie for 9:40 is X-Men. So I go up, and I'm like, do you have Captain America playing at 9:40? They're like, no, we don't. You can see X-Men if you want. I'm like, no, I've already seen it 3 times. And I'm like, this is weird, because my girlfriend looked it up online. So I leave the theater, and I call Michelle, and I'm like, hey, I got there, and Captain America's not playing. And first, she's like, oh, this is fucking ridiculous, you know, fucking AMC website, just fucking us around, saying fuck a lot. And then So I go to her place, and she's sitting there, and she has this really weird look on her face, and I'm like, what? And she's like, I thought Captain America and X-Men were the same thing.
Wow.
And then I beat her.
She thought Captain America, oh, man.
And she's seen X-Men. And she's
all those superhero movies are the same. Yeah. Okay.
She fell asleep during
Thor. Good guys,
Thor.
Weird powers, scary villains.
We get it.
Good guys win. We get it. All right. We get it.
Did anyone else, ladies? How many of you played Marvel vs. Capcom? No. Like one, two, or three?
Oh.
How great. Oh. How great.
I'm putting my hand up because you can't see it.
I just on radio.
No, man, that's like all of those. I remember playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and I rented it from Blockbusters because you know the point where they stopped selling them, so now it costs $100 to buy. And they had it at one Blockbusters, and I rented it, gave it back, and I was like, do you know what? I should have just stole it. Whatever, it would have cost like $20 to take it. So I went back the next day, and someone else had stole it.
Yeah.
Not even rented it. Someone had just pickpocketed it.
And it would have been funny if you'd gone back the next day, and that was the day they went bankrupt.
Yeah, I'm like, no, why?
I wish I went there when they went bankrupt, like, because they were selling everything for, like, 70% off or 80% off.
So does this just mean that there's not going to be video stores anymore? Or...
No, just Blockbuster itself.
Rogers is
Rogers is around.
No, you mean eventually.
Rogers went under, too. Blockbuster and Rogers.
Just aren't renting
the only places
anymore.
That are still, like, going
like, privately
are
owned.
You have to buy them.
Places that are, like, in the middle of communities.
Oh, wow.
There's one. Actually, Netflix, there's a Bay Street like, video right by our house.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, man. Okay, so what other video game? What other superhero
Netflix,
video games?
People everywhere.
What other super video was superhero video?
Marvel vs. Oh man, do you know what I haven't actually? Okay, this is because Uma was talking about it the other day. I don't know if you guys have ever played City of Heroes, or now they just
Champions
upgraded
Online
to Champions Online. DC Universe just came
out. And now there's like Going Rogue, like City of Heroes Going Rogue.
Yeah, it's like you
well, the City of Heroes, but the whole thing is I was me and Crispy actually who's there. Sound effect person here.
Hey.
We used to play City of Heroes. Yeah, he's waving to you. We used to play City of Heroes online all the time. And then I got Champions Online because the difference was City of Heroes, it got very boring and repetitive because pretty much what you would do is you would hit a power, you'd have to run away, wait for it to recharge, run back, hit them with another power, and it would just do the same thing. And the thing that Champions Online did is that it actually let you... things didn't take as much time to power up, and it actually, like... In the other one, if you just went up beside them and you clicked them, you would just punch, pause,
like
punch,
auto-hit, yeah.
Auto-hit. And this one, you actually half the time your punches, so it's a lot more interactive.
It's like a combat.
That's like
it's
a
combat,
Age of Conan.
But like
MMP
or AG. I'm a comic nerd, not a video game nerd. I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm a video game nerd first.
More play.
More playing the games.
I'm like the video game nerd in all my life. I have been, but the superhero games I found they're getting better now because now the new like for example Batman Arkham Asylum, fucking amazing.
Oh.
I can't wait for the
Arkham
second
City?
One.
Nick may have just reached orgasm.
Arkham City looks like it is going to... It basically looks like Assassin's Creed.
Do you see the first
Batman.
Trailer for it? The Hugo Strange trailer?
Have you seen the 15 minutes of gameplay they posted on YouTube?
No.
Sorry, we're going to stop recording for a minute and watch. I'm just kidding.
No,
everyone
real.
Can just sit there and just
you can listen
to
it. My
us.
Only
you
thing...
Licking the screen.
If you can time it properly, you can watch it. But you can probably just watch it. Like,
my only thing with Batman Arkham Asylum is that I like pretty much spent the whole game in detective mode. Or inspector mode.
You know what they should have done? Sorry, go on.
Go.
Because, they keep talking about how you need it to, mm-hmm. Help out with the, whatever. What they should have done is, you know how you spend most of the time, you grapple up into the rafters so you can see everything, and then you keep your detective mode on. You should go up in the rafters so you can see everyone, mark them, and then just have them as, like, little arrows you can see through
but
walls.
But that would
stuff,
take
like,
so much longer
like,
to, like,
well, that's what
not
they
really.
Did in,
unless they just, like, make
it
a
works
click.
In Splinter Cell. It would work in other games.
And if you guys have ever played Crysis.
No.
Yeah, same way. It's actually a pretty good system, and it more reflects what you want to feel like when you play a Batman game, I think.
Okay, fair enough. I can't wait for the second one because I think that it looks like they are going to improve on all the I mean, there weren't many flaws. I really, really like the combat system, timing, punches,
no
and everything.
Flaws.
I'm not going to lie. I'm more excited for Arkham City than I am for Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, so far.
Wait, the
really,
movie?
Yeah.
Did you see the new trailer?
I saw the new trailer.
Did you love the new trailer?
I saw the clips from Batman Begins. That's what I saw.
I loved Batman Begins, but Batman Begins was amazing.
To be fair,
is that the legitimate trailer that they showed in theaters? Because I saw it online. Yeah. It looked fake to me because it was just clips of it was clips of Batman Begins with like
every
man crumbling, and then some guy lying in a bed.
But every legend needs an end.
There's a if you saw the teaser trailer for The Dark Knight, it was very similar. Like the teaser where they just had like the bat symbol crumbling and audio clips. So at this point, it's just to get you excited. If it's working on Nick, it means.
But did you see the second one they just came out with?
They put out a second trailer for The Dark Knight?
Well, you know how the first one was literally just. It was a shot of like the top of the rooftop with the bat symbol.
I saw
and
the
just
one where
audio.
You see Bane for a flip.
Oh, yeah.
Second,
that's what I'm
talking
about.
Gordon lying in bed.
That was Gordon. He looks old and different.
Well, he probably had his back broken by Bane. Because that's all Bane. Okay, people are all, like, surprised by, you know, what if Batman gets his back broken? That's the only reason to bring Bane into the franchise.
I think
that's
the only thing he's ever
done. He showed up for, like, one story arc, broke Batman's back, and hasn't done anything interesting
since. I think they need to break his back, get Christian Bale out, get a new Batman in. I'm thinking the guy who used to play Screech on Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
And then
he still plays Screech only in sex tapes.
Yeah. Hey-o.
He exists, by the way.
He has the karate skills, so.
But I'm excited because...
get pitted. So pitted.
Oh, man, I'm blanking here. What's the director? Christopher Nolan.
Yep.
Man, Christopher Nolan was smart enough to realize that to stop it under three. That's exactly. Because
the rule is you do a third terrible movie in a trilogy. You do one really good one, you do a second one that's even better, and then you fuck up completely for the third.
Yeah.
See Spider-Man, Godfather. Star Wars, Godfather.
But imagine if it's good.
Backyard Boys Volume 1 to 3.
Oh, no, 3 was actually, they worked on some of the casting kinks. Yeah.
Arguable. Okay, video games.
It's just one of those things where... Oh, yeah, we're not... Yeah, we had a
digress.
I really liked, if you guys play Marvel Ultimate Alliance... One and two. Yeah. I think the first. Okay, I would. I'm not sure if you guys know.
Me and James have a huge banter back and forth about this, about how the game would be so much better if they took the camera down.
They just dropped the camera. That game would be perfect.
Yes, it would be.
The roster of characters you get to play as makes you feel like a giddy little kid again.
It's the X-Men Legends. They just took the same gameplay for it, which is terrible.
I'm telling you, they should produce another game. You know, for current generation, next generation of consoles, do a similar thing. Set it in New York, call it Marvel New York, and drop the camera down.
The third-person view would be perfect.
That's all it needs. It's a fun game to play. It's just I can't watch that.
I get way too sick of them. They get repetitive way too quick because essentially, no matter what character you get, every combo is the same.
Well, the first was a lot different.
Stop making the levels linear. Like, make it linear in a certain point. Make the story obviously linear. Like, you're going in a certain direction, not like a like an RPG or something like that.
But if they're dropping you in a dungeon, you should feel like you have a choice as to where to go.
Exactly.
Because when you're super, you don't read a lot of comics where superheroes spend an inordinate amount of time in
exactly.
Like,
you know what's you know what's a good game? Do you guys ever play Champions of Norrath? It was a PS2 game, kind of really little known.
No.
It's based off the EverQuest. It was it's a really underrated game, but it's the same kind of style as that. It's one player. It's two player. And it's dungeon crawling kind of things. It's the same sort of bird's eye view, but the way that you could navigate the dungeons and the combat in it was way
different.
Way better.
Well, do you remember the Spider-Man game for the N64? Spider-Man 64.
Yeah.
That was a fun game. Like, it was innovative because, like, the last level when you're running away from Doc Ock. I think it was Doc Ock.
Oh my god! When he has a symbiote suit.
Yeah. And he's running through the vents.
I played that with my neighbor, and I was the only one who could beat it.
It's so fucking hard.
Yeah, it is. I beat it my first try because I'm a genius.
Oh, wow.
Little known fact about Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the first one, I had it for three separate systems, and on PSP, PSP came out with a kind of like statistic board, and for the first 3 months that game was released, I went from number 5 to number 2, and then I got my first girlfriend and then went off the list.
Oh.
And I've hated myself every day since
then. I've hated myself and blamed her.
I did.
Every
man,
day.
It was so. I remember.
All of the stories.
Don't get a girlfriend and play video games.
Play video games. I remember. And you'll fulfill your life.
Because the night. Because, I didn't play for about 2 days and then I went back on and I went down to, like, number, like, 30 and I got really, really discouraged and yelled at her.
I became an abusive asshole, but I'm awesome. So it's
Dragon Ball Z is technically a comic book. Dragon Ball Z games are my favorite, and I've owned every single Dragon Ball Z
Dragon
game.
Ball Z games
and,
are...
and I know you and I don't really see eye to eye on the whole.
Yeah,
side
yeah. Free roam or
the split screen.
I think side scroll. Okay, free roam. I don't like because if you do a blast from anywhere that's farther than like 10 feet away, you can just
smaller. I think the game would be perfect if they kept the split screen, just made the map smaller. Because I agree, the map
like you're in a small queue.
I disagree.
To the other side. Charge up your power 3.5 times.
But it's stupid because
go back and beat the shit out of the guy. That takes all the fun out.
I like that their hair
make
color
it
changes.
Smaller, but you still make it able to free roam.
Yeah,
that's exactly like what I was saying before about the Spider-Man game. It makes you feel more like the character, and that's what video games should do.
I don't think so though, because like you look at games like Melee or Street Fighter, and they're side scrollers, and I feel like those games they're way more fulfilling to play, and I have so much more fun playing them. And Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit was side scroller, and I rebought it recently, and it's so hard to find, and it's so fun.
The thing that about Smash Brothers is it's still free movement. What I don't like about a lot of the side scroller games is it's got that like sort of weird like you have to like double tap to jump back sort of thing.
Oh, the dash.
And then once you get close, you get into like
see the
you
thing
get
is
the fight mode where it's like the buttons start doing different things.
Oh, when you get extremely close.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are. But that's the even Melee has. It's like it has like the forward A and then it has like tilt forward A and you have up A and then you have tilt up A. So it's all like that. I think, but that just gives you more variety and more attacks to use. And I think like. You look at The dashing I understand, but the thing is I always play with a fight stick and I have the mobility of my full hand rather than just my thumb.
All right, well, let me whip out my dick here for a sec. Thank you, James. Let me whip out my dick here for a second. Imagine.
All right, you asked for it.
Imagine Super Smash Brothers, but with superheroes.
So quickly.
Yeah, that would be the game.
That would be a friggin' amazing
that,
game.
Or Dragon Ball Z characters. Yeah. Dragon Ball Z.
I think that if
game developers,
yeah, because of all the game developers listening to our show tonight, yeah,
you
I think that we should. What I think should happen is they should develop a game along the same not formula but along the same principles that the Marvel Ultimate Alliance series has been developed in, but make it small scale online, four players online at a time, and drop you in a reasonably open world environment.
I think if Marvel, you're right.
See, look, Nick just did that.
No, it would be amazing. You're right. It would be amazing. And Marvel Ultimate Alliance would have went up 8 points in my book if they just did third person. You're right. But the problem is every combo is the same because there's so many characters. So your trip combo essentially for every character is like XX, circle X, and that becomes like, I tripped you.
You know how you counteract that?
Three powers that are just so generic.
If you counteract that by giving them room to move, like if you actually make it so you're not on a linear path, are we good for time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you're on like a linear path with a top-down view, there's not much movement you can do. So if the differentiating factor for every character is how to get around, you can bring that into gameplay based on how enemies can fight you and everything. Because it'll be cool, you know, if you're Spider-Man and you have to use that, you can use that form of mobility to your advantage. You can access parts of the level other people can't. Same way if you're Iceman, if you can fly, if you're whatever, that depending on the character you choose to play as, you have a different approach to the battle. And that way, different characters working together can take down bad guys.
You know what?
And
that's
strategic.
Like, I think everyone can agree who play Marvel Rise of the Imperfects. It's a terrible game.
Yeah.
But the only thing good about that game that I really enjoyed was how the different characters moved. And I don't mean even move in gameplay, but move in general. Because you notice Spider-Man, just how he moves is a lot more acrobatic. And, you know, you move forward and he's doing flips. But you're not jumping, just normally, you know, if you do your shield move and move, he's doing kind of like backflips and shit. But then if you're Wolverine, you know, he's very low to the ground, his claws out, and he...
But I think with, like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, any kind of, like, dungeon crawler, bird's eye view game, the repetitiveness is really hard to avoid. I mean, it's hard to avoid in any game, but
that's ultimately up to the developer. I mean, right now we're talking about a couple things. We're talking about game mechanics working together. We're talking about art direction. We're talking about really specific stuff. And I guess it's a weird thing for a radio show to go into in this depth.
And then I flop my dick out.
And then I flop my... Every time I take my dick out from now on, I'm going to say, all right, you asked for it every single time. But enough about me. I think that an important thing is that video games, specifically superhero games, make you feel like a superhero when you play them because kids are getting into them. And
that's why you play them.
You know what game is good for that? Hulk. The Incredible Hulk, when you pick up cars and smash them and stuff.
The thing that bothered me about that, and I know this is me being a stick in the mud.
What? He's green?
No, he's a dick in that game. He just kills like millions of innocent
people. I love that.
Yeah, that's great.
But that's who the Hulk is.
Everyone watch out for Umed.
But they make the Hulk like, oh, no. When he turns into a Hulk, he's a rampaging machine.
In the Ultimates universe, yeah. But my big thing is, a big important thing for me that's always resonated with me since like forever in the original comics, the last thing that Bruce Banner does before he's blasted with gamma rays is he saves an innocent person. So he's a hero first, and that always comes through in the Hulk, that the Hulk is always like, yeah, he's angry and shit, but he's stupid, he wants to try to do the right thing. And that's cheesy.
It's really cheesy,
but I think that should be,
or else he wouldn't be known as a superhero,
and he wouldn't be a remotely sympathetic character. That's the thing.
A lot of people
I talk
to are like, Hulk's not a hero, he's just a big strong guy who sometimes beats up the right people after stomping on all the
wrong
people.
He gets mad and you point him at the bad guy. I get that to
a point.
It's limited, which
is kind of what they did in the Incredible Hulk movie, that scene where he drops out of the helicopter and is there's a guy,
and he turns
into,
or in the Superhero Squad TV show on Teleton.
Well, still, my point is it's a good
it's
game.
Pretty much the same concept.
Can we segue on how much bullshit it is that Disney out now owns Marvel?
It's not bullshit. That's business, man. It's not going to affect. It's not affecting the quality of the work.
Have you seen Superhero Squad show?
Yeah, there's always been that part of superhero storytelling. I mean, going back to the '60s with Super Friends. I mean, that's
there's
DC
shitty comics as well. But like the Hulk video game was actually it was fun to play, and it was like, regardless, I mean, even Captain America, it's not like I play and I'm like, man, the character development in this game is crazy.
Well, this brings me back to that thing I wanted to mention earlier, Infamous 2.
Yeah.
Really worth playing. I got to tell you, play it good, play it bad, doesn't matter. You get a real superhero story out of that, a really good one, better than a lot of superhero stories being printed by either Marvel or DC right now. Extremely good superhero story. Every character is a really satisfying plot arc developed. It's good.
Are there black people?
Absolutely. It takes place in New Orleans. Yeah.
Speaking of black
people,
it's just about time for us to wrap up the show. So, do you guys have anything you want to plug?
Wrap up the show.
I know, get it? I want to follow me on Twitter. Nikki Patterson.
Umed Abdu. That's not my Twitter. Follow me at I am Umed.
You can follow me on Twitter as RyanTerry333.
I don't have Twitter, so please just plug tune mine. In and listen to the show as often as you can. It's really good.
All right, you asked for all it. Right.
I dropped out my penis just
Ryan
now.
Three, that does that mean you're like half bad? Ryan333?
Well, thank you for listening.
Do you like laughter? Well, you're in luck, because it's time for Comic Book Nerds and Celibacy, Sketch from the Vault.
He's late.
He's the God of Thunder. He can afford to be late.
Do you really think he's the God of Thunder? What does that button on your watch do?
Shield program an electronic superhero database into my watch. I'm pulling up Thor's statistics.
Either the watch or the box they offered me. Why do I always go for the box?
Super strength, flight, able to harness electricity. Those are just some of the powers he's capable of. So yes, I do believe he's the God of Thunder, Agent Turk.
I'm just saying...
Stop it, Turk. Just accept this.
Remember Sentry? We all thought he was the greatest guy, and then it turned out he was insane. Or how about Spider-Man? He's not a spider. He's not a spider at all. He's a 16-year-old with fucking spider powers.
Fine, I'm listening. What's the point you're trying to make?
I don't know, maybe that we shouldn't get our hopes up.
He's a god.
He may just be a bit exaggerated, so I don't think we should be getting our hopes up. I don't think I can take being let down like this. Not again!
Okay, calm down. I'm sure he'll be everything we were told he is. Now tough it up, he should be here soon.
Oh my god. What's that figure descending from the sky? Is that the mighty Thor?
Yeah, oh my god!
So approaches Thor!
He's a complete nerd.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic, you know.
Traffic? You flew here.
Birds!
Hello, Thor. I'm Agent Watson, and this is Agent Turk. Nick Fury sent us to meet with you to brief you on the mission.
Oh, great. Mind if I take a seat? My asthma's acting up.
You're the God of Thunder.
So declares my info on Twitter. Hoo-ha!
You use Twitter.
Oh, I'm a Twitter fiend.
This is completely...
One sec. Toad's tweeting this. Meeting with... Turk and Watson, Trey Cool says bien. Lol, semicolon, open bracket. Alright, so what do you guys want to talk about?
You're really not what we were expecting.
Well, what were you expecting?
The God of Thunder, not the Nerd of Thunder.
That doesn't make any sense, Agent Watson.
Shut up, Turk.
Gosh, guys, I don't know what to tell you. I've always been like this.
Great.
So, this, mission.
Right. Well, the Absorbing Man broke out of prison and we need you to...
To what?
To bring him back.
Oh, golly gee, misters. I don't know if I can do that. I'm pretty busy this afternoon.
Doing what?
LAN party.
What?
Iron Man's having a LAN party. Basically, we're all bringing our computers to Stark Tower and all playing WoW together. It's gonna be kick-ass!
What are you even...
Like the movie! Man, that kid sure is a real superhero.
You're a real superhero.
You think I'm a superhero?
You're the mighty Thor!
Gee, I guess I am, ha!
Oh no, look, the Absorbing Man's coming this way. Don't let him touch you, Thor, he'll absorb your powers!
Too late, S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, for I shall place my right hand on Thor, absorbing all the power he possesses, leaving me a god.
Quick, Thor, run!
No, he's too close, he's about to touch Thor!
What's happening to me?
He's not absorbing Thor's powers. He's absorbing Thor's nerdiness.
What happened to me?
My powers were given to me by that of Odin, mortal. No man shall ever take them from me. All you absorbed was my human nerdiness, which I gained here on Midgard.
Oh, I really screwed the pooch on this one.
I do not understand your nerdy speech. Therefore, with but a wave of my mighty hammer, Mjolnir, I shall destroy you! Hurrah!
I hope they have Comic-Con in hell!
You did it, Thor! You really are a mighty god!
Yes, Earthling.
What are you gonna do now, Thor?
Same thing I do every night, Agent Watson. Try to take over Midgard!